Sri Sai Satcharitra, The Wonderful Life and Teachings of Shirdi Sai Baba by Hemadpant. A modern rendering by Monica Pinnukonda.
Guru Sai Jai Sai.
Forward. This new rendering of the Sri Sai Satcharita is humbly offered at the feet of Shirdi Sai Baba, our beloved Sadguru and our everything. It is through his grace that this work was inspired and completed. Without his grace, nothing is possible. He is watching over the entire universe and each and every one of us. To understand the mystery of Sai is our blessing and our way. Through listening to and meditating on his life and his leelas, our false understanding is removed, and we recognize that we are one with him and all that is. There is no greater bliss than to experience his love and living presence among us. This modern rendering of the Satcharitra was begun over 8 years ago in Pinnukonda, Andhra Pradesh, India, at the Shiva Sai Mandir Ashram of Sri Kalishwar, my guru and Shirdi Baba's disciple. It sprung out of a desire for others to know about the wonder that is Sai and for them to experience his living presence in their lives. Hemadpant wrote the original edition of Baba's life stories in Marathi, the language that Baba spoke. To him, we owe a great debt. Although not a writer, he was inspired in this undertaking by Baba himself. This is how the saints have their stories told, by those they choose as instruments and through which they write their stories. Hemadpant describes himself as ignorant and incapable of such a lofty task, and if it were not for Baba writing through him, it would have been impossible to accomplish such a task. This is also my feeling. Everything has to be laid at Baba's feet. The joy of being used by the divine force that is Baba is incomparable. To feel the force of his love and supreme wisdom guiding not only this task, but all of life, is true freedom and divine bliss. I initially heard of Shirdi Baba when my first teacher, Swami Muktananda, spoke of him. Muktananda, a great siddha, had only two pictures on his personal altar, one of his guru, Bhagavan Nityananda, and one of Shirdi Baba. He, as with many saints, regards Shirdi Baba as the highest of saints. It is universally accepted among them that Baba is supremely great. He is the Parama Guru. Although I had known of Shirdi Baba, my connection to him had not yet been awakened in this life until 1997. My first trip to Shirdi was in November of that year. Sri Kalishwar had invited me to study with him in India. We were to meet in Shirdi at Baba's Samadhi. It was early in the evening that first day in Shirdi when we walked through the streets, still muddy from the monsoon rains, on the way to meditate in the Dwarkamai. This is where Baba had lived for more than 60 years. Sai bhajans blasted joyfully over the loudspeakers, and crowds of beggars walked with us along the streets. I had imagined that Baba's samadhi would be serene, like Ramana Maharshi's in Arunachala. But Baba's samadhi is bustling, noisy, and filled with people, rich and poor, educated and uneducated, all equal in Baba's eyes. Hundreds of thousands of devotees visit each year. We meditated in the Dwarkamai, the place where Baba's devotees used to sit and sing bhajans to him in the evenings. Now it is enclosed in a simple open-air building with a tin roof. Within moments of starting to meditate, the energy pulled me deeper and deeper as the world outside and inside dissolved into an indescribable peace and a continuously unfolding bliss. The connection to Baba was awakened. Sri Kaleshwar connected his students first to his master, Shirdi Sai. Devotion to the Guru is exemplified in our parampara, our lineage. Baba loved his Guru Venkusa and won his master's heart and everything his master had to give. His only spiritual practice was to love and serve his Guru and fulfill his commands. Later, after Venkusa took Mahasamadhi, his Guru's consciousness was always in communication with him, especially at night when Baba slept on the brick that his master had given him as a final gift. Sri Kaleshwar's life was also totally dedicated to serving his master Shirdi Sai. He did so until his Mahasamadhi in March of 2012, at the age of 39, just a few months after Baba had given him permission to take samadhi. Sri Kaleshwar brought many Westerners into Baba's presence. He taught how to connect to Baba and how to understand the deeper inner significance of Baba's life, especially the energy mechanisms he was implementing in his inscrutable actions and advanced yogic practices like Khandana Yoga and Dauti Yoga, and how Baba commanded on the Kala Chakra, the Wheel of Time, to help his devotees. Everything Baba did was for the sake of his devotees and all of humanity. He was born on earth for that purpose. When he smoked his chillum, he was burning the karmas of his devotees and balancing the vibrations of his own inner elements as he was burning those karmas. When he performed Dauti Yoga, he vomited his intestines from his body, washed them in the river, and then hung them out to dry on a nearby tree. He wasn't just washing his intestines. He was washing the karmas of those he served. It was not symbolic, it was actual. Baba was suffering to pay for the karmas of his devotees. Baba, like Jesus, suffered on our behalf. Over the 15 years of his mission, Sri Kaleshwar taught his students how to understand Baba's state. Baba was an avadut, living in a state of pure consciousness that cannot be understood by the normal mind. A bird that flies high in the sky cannot be understood by those walking on the earth below. An avadut cannot be fully understood, only trusted. Faith is necessary. The avadut lives in the awareness of aham brahmasmi, everything is God. They are one with all of creation. They are in the awareness of this ultimate reality, even while living in a body. They are a little off from this planet. They are outside the boundaries of time and space, yet are completely present to everything that is taking place. They have Sankalpam Siddhi. What they say happens. Whatever they say comes to pass. They have a special relationship with the nature. They can command on the nature. They can make the rain start and the wind stop, or make fire appear out of the earth as Baba did with his miraculous stick, or turn water into oil using the spit from his mouth. Baba was a supreme miraculous master. Miracles happen spontaneously around him all the time. They are still happening today. I was sitting with Sri Kaleshwar in the Dwarka Maya in Shirdi in 1997 when he gave me a small red hardback copy of the Satcharitra and said, "Read it. It is important to your life." I really wanted to learn more about Baba's life, but had a hard time reading the old style of English. 9 years later, I received the message to render the book into modern English. I started editing. After an initial effort, it was put aside until now, when it is finally completed in time for Shivaratri 2014. Reflecting on that time in the Dwarka Maya almost 17 years ago, I am smiling as I recognize just how Baba has guided my own life and the life of so many others. I am now living in a Dattatreya temple in Mendocino County, California. The Datta temple is part of a larger healing center whose purpose it is to share the life and teachings of Shirdi Baba, Jesus, Babaji, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Ramana Maharshi, Sri Kaleshwar, our parampara. So, who can say what Baba has in store for each and every one of us? Surprising as it may seem, our temple is not unique. There are other Baba temples springing up across the United States, Europe, and Asia. These temples are being established not only by Indians, but by Westerners who have been touched by Baba. Baba would sometimes reveal to different devotees how many lifetimes they knew each other. How many lifetimes have we known him and been with him? He is Shiva, incarnated as a Saptarishi, as Dattatreya, as Narasimha Swami, as Kabir, as Adi Shankaracharya, and innumerable great souls throughout history, being born again and again to guide and protect humanity. He continues to be reborn whenever the Dharma is forgotten, when conditions in the world worsen, and when we need his help. What is not very known to the general world, though known to the inner world of the saints in India, is Baba's role in Jesus' life. According to the Indian saints Yogananda Paramahamsa, Swami Ramatirth, Swami Papa Ramdas, Sri Kaleshwar, and ancient palm leaf manuscripts, Jesus lived in India. What is not very known to the general world, though known to the inner world of the saints in India, is Baba's role in Jesus' life. According to the Indian saints Yogananda Paramahamsa, Swami Ram Tirth, Swami Papa Ramdas, Sri Kaleshwar, and ancient palm leaf manuscripts, Jesus lived in India. He spent his mission years in India learning and researching with the saints and rishis, traveling throughout India to sacred temples and ancient power spots from the Himalayas to Mysore. Jesus was researching and discussing spiritual subjects with the soul that was Baba during that incarnation, and the other rishis and saints who watched over Jesus when he went back to the Middle East to fulfill his divine mission. The saints and rishis were meditating on him, helping him on the consciousness level. Jesus was very special in the divine plan, and Baba was part of the fulfillment of that plan. Now Baba and Jesus are guiding humanity to reach a new level of divine consciousness. Sri Kaleshwar taught that the beginning of the millennium was a pivotal time in humanity's history. It was the beginning of a new consciousness yuga, the Sai Yuga. In the darkest night of our collective history, a new age of wisdom is emerging. During this time, it is possible to live in a state of consciousness that Baba described as Brahmayana, the awareness called Aham Brahmasmi. Everything is God. All is one. The fastest growing spiritual movement in the world is the Sai movement. This is happening not because there is any organization promoting Baba. It is simply by word of mouth and direct experience of Baba. The beauty of Sai Baba's life is its simplicity. He was Raja di Raja, king among kings, Yogi Raja, king of the yogis. Yet he was born in the simplest of life circumstances, orphaned, and lived his life as a fakir, a holy beggar. He wore a simple torn robe, headscarf, and no shoes on his feet. He lived in a shelter that had no protection from the rain or wind, and each day begged for food. He owned nothing and wanted for nothing. He was only here to serve the people, those who were with him during that life, and all those learning of him now. He exists out of place and time. He can appear anywhere at any time. Reports from those seeing Baba happen all the time, all over the world. He is all pervasive, ever present, ever taking care of us all. I am a grandfather to all people, Baba said to Sri Kaleshwar when he mysteriously appeared to awaken him as a young teenager. This kind of miraculous appearance is not unfamiliar in the Leelas of Sai. It is his unique characteristic. He is Shiva, the Divine Father, looking out for us all, protecting us, guiding us, loving us. All he asks is that we think of him, remember him, cast your problems to him. He will take care. Try to see and experience him for yourself. This is why the Sai movement is spreading like a blazing fire throughout the world. He is blessing the world himself, directly to each person who looks to him. The divine stories of Baba's life, his leelas, are inscrutable, miraculous, and amazing. We can listen to the original stories of his life and recognize that he is creating new stories now, new leelas in each of our lives. He is a director. He is a doer. Sri Kaleshwar loved to say that Baba creates the problem, then creates the solution. He is at work in each of our lives, creating the situations we need to learn the spiritual qualities of faith, patience, devotion, humility, and surrender. His message to all of us is the same as Jesus's: love one another. His simple words to his devotees during his life, who were both Muslim and Hindu: don't fight. He loved all equally and taught all are equal. He, as a Sadguru, is here to remove the ignorance that you are different from him, that you are separate. You are not different from him. You are divine. You are God. After he fulfills your needs and desires, he creates faith in you and leads you to desiring what he truly has to give, the awareness of that ultimate reality where there is no difference between you. You are the Supreme Consciousness, the same as he. I am offering a prayer to Baba that this rendering of the Satcharitra will inspire people to read and listen to his stories. Everything can be gained by thinking on Baba. When we focus on him, he is there. He wants us to read his stories. That was his instruction to us. He demonstrated to his devotees over and over through innumerable leelas that he was indeed omniscient. He knew everything about everyone, as he knows everything about each of us. May Baba's blessings always be with you. Monica of Penaconda, Divine Lineage Healing Center, Laytonville, California.
Monica worked closely with Sri Kaleshwar for 15 years in Penaconda, India, on the ancient knowledge. She was the editor of Sri Kaleshwar's books, including Shirdi Sai Baba, The Universal Master, The Real Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ, and The Divine Mystery Fort. She is the author of Kaleshwar. She currently gives teachings, healings, and Shaktipat transmissions around the world. Since Sri Kaleshwar's Mahasamadhi in 2012, she has been in residence at the Divine Lineage Healing Center in Northern California. About her, Sri Kaleshwar said, "Monica belongs to the Divine Mother Kanaka Durga's feet. She is a divine Ma on the planet. She'll walk and give a lot of wisdom and clarity to bloom wisdom. This lady will bless millions of people on the planet. She is going to do it." This is Swami Kaleshwar explaining her astrology.